Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We want you to see these guys live and in person. The Kid Craddock Morning Show on Warner Brothers Records. Want to send you to see Linkin Park and their friends 30 Seconds to Mars, all you Jared Leto fans. They're going to be on the Carnivore Tour, and you'll be in West Palm Beach, Florida on Friday, August 8th. We're going to fly you there on a Southwest Airlines plane. Mm-hmm. We'll give you some cash for some hotel action and tickets to the show. Now, how do you win? You got to enter the correct answer to today's trivia question on KidNation.com. Now, here's a hint. Every answer is going to have the word Lincoln or Park in it. Okay?
Got that?
That's it. So we'll do that at 7:20 Central, which is about 40 minutes. 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll give you the trivia question then. Now, a few college students from Purdue have been traveling the country in an RV this summer.
Okay.
And they're doing acts of random kindness. They're calling it acts of random kindness. Now, right. They're doing that everywhere they go. And the guy who came up with the idea was, it was because of the movie Evan Almighty.
Random acts of kindness are rarer than they should be. And so I feel like with our rare situation, it was pretty neat to have these guys come and do this because you don't hear about acts of kindness very much. And so it was nice to be part of that. They just asked that we try to do acts of kindness too.
Morgan Freeman is playing God. And he says, how do we change the world?
One act of random kindness.
Wow. It took a hold of my heart in a way that nothing ever has, and I knew this is what I was made for.
We're going to hand out some free waters, make sure people are staying hydrated, staying healthy out here, and having a good time.
Now, why are we bringing this up? Because we have an anniversary coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, this Sunday. It's hard to believe.
It's already been a year.
In some ways, it seems like forever ago. Mm-hmm. In some days, it seems like it just happened, but Kid passed away. And this Sunday will mark the one-year anniversary of that. And, you know, the thing we were saying at the Kids Kids Golf Tournament in New Orleans this past weekend, which is the event where he did pass away, it just was held a week earlier this year, is that we don't want this just to be a time of sadness. It should be a time of celebration.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, the best you can hope for in life, we're all going to die. I mean, that's just appointed to us, each man to die. But to leave something behind so wonderful that Kid left. I mean, Kids Kids organization and mm-hmm. a lot of people, you know, still write us to this day telling us what an impact Kid had on their lives. And the very, very last break we did on the air before we got on that plane and went to New Orleans a year ago, was Kid reading a letter that a listener wrote in, and we didn't know where it was going. Well, JC did because it was about him.
I had an inkling.
Yeah, this woman was in, I believe it was in Target or something. She was in line grocery store, in line to buy some groceries or something, and didn't have enough money to cover it. And she said the man behind her said, oh, look, you dropped something on the ground. And it was $100. And JC didn't want to embarrass her, but, you know, he paid for her things. And she wrote in to tell Kid about that. And Kid just said, you know, how proud he was of you. And that was just a beautiful.
It was.
I mean, for the last break we ever did, it wasn't a sniping at each other. It was, you know, or jabbing each other. It was about this random act of kindness.
And I learned that from him. And he's the one that gave me the mm-hmm. opportunity to be able to do these sort of things, you know.
So we felt like, what better way to pay a tribute to him than to have a day where you give random acts of kindness.
Right, perform random acts of kindness. And it's not always about money. I mean, not all of us are in the position to pretend to drop a $100 bill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, I mean, you can do things for other people. Like, I know a lot of time there's single moms. They just need a break. You can see when a woman is struggling and say, you know what, let me keep the kids for you so you can just go get yourself a cup of coffee for an hour. That's a big deal for a harried mom.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's random acts of kindness. You know, an elderly person who, you know, doesn't get a lot of visitors. Just go spend some time with an elderly person. Or, you know, buy the coffee for the person behind you in line at Starbucks. Yeah. I know a lot of people, you know, get a lot of kicks out of doing that.
Maybe you have some flowers in your backyard. You can pick some flowers and just go around, you know, walk around. You'll see people that are not having the best day in their life.
Yeah.
Make
someone's day.
Give them a flower.
Or if
and
a smile. If a skill, too. You know, maybe you are, like, for a living, you do something that's kind of a skill-based job.
I mean,
maybe you're, you know, a masseuse or whatever it is. Maybe you do something that you know would make others feel better, so you can offer your service for free to someone that might need it.
Maybe when you're mowing your yard.
Yeah.
Go ahead and mow the yard next door.
So, I mean, you can start today with these little random acts of kindness, but if you want to put some thought into it and really do something very creative, we would love to hear about that. We're asking you, you know, to make a concentrated effort and pay it forward this weekend. You're doing it in honor of Kid, right? And then we're going to come back on Monday, and we're going to share our experiences. We're going to share some wonderful memories we have of Kid. And we're going to say, when you do these random acts of kindness for people and somebody says, why did you do that? All we want you to do is say, I'm doing it for Kid.
Yeah.
I'm doing this in memory of Kid. And that's just a wonderful way to just spread his legacy even further.
Sure.
And turn this into a happy, positive thing.
And in Craddock fashion, we do have a hashtag for it.
Yep.
It's if you do something, you want to put it up on Facebook or on Twitter, put down what you did. I know it's not a humble brag. Nobody's going to make fun of you. This is something we want you to do. And use the hashtag for Kid.
F-O-R-K-I-D-D.
Two D's in Kid.
Hashtag
beautiful
Kid.
Thing. Beautiful thing.
So anyway, I'm excited. I'm going to try to be a little bit creative and think of something outside the box. I'm, you know, because it's, I want to do something different.
You know what you should do since the people didn't buy your house? You should give your house away.
I should. I should just give it to them.
Do it for Kid.
Yeah, come on,
Kelly.
Did
it for Kid. Hashtag for Kid.
Kid would be so proud of you if you gave your second home away.
Give your house away, Kelly. Yeah. That'd be beautiful.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Don't you hate it when you just realize that your shirt shrunk quite a bit?
Yeah. Wow, that one's even smaller than a medium.
Okay, I love JC's shirts because you just have a long
I'm willing to admit, this one shrunk quite a bit.
When JC, with most of his t-shirts, when he likes them, I don't mind that you wear fitted shirts in the mediums because you have a good body.
They're large.
But whatever they are, we're schlarge.
Well, how do you know they don't
fit? They have large in the junior department.
When he raises, if he has to raise his arms above his head, it's always a crop top. I always see a little bit of tum.
Yeah.
That's normal, though. Isn't that everybody gets a tum?
Does Kinsey wash your clothes with Kaysen's clothes?
Yeah.
Do you ever get them confused? At least, like, in a year or two, he'll be able to wear all your stuff.
Well, that's true.
Al, you stand up and put your hands over your head.
I'll be happy to, brother.
Al wears bigger shirts.
See, I can see his stomach.
You were on the floor looking up.
Just as well as you can see. Put them all the way up, though, Al. Come on.
Up, dude.
All right. See, we're about the same.
No.
Nobody makes fun of Al's schmediums or extra largeniums.
All right. If that makes you feel better, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
He's selling.
Love letters.
I'm not buying.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly's here to give her expert love advice. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing this guy casually for about 6 months now. Seriously casually. No commitment of any kind. Just if we're both alone and have nothing going on, we'd get together. But then all of a sudden, I've realized that I have serious feelings for him.
Oh.
I realized it the other night when a different guy asked me out, and I couldn't say yes because I couldn't help but wonder how the guy I've been seeing casually would feel if he knew I was on a date with someone else. Now I'm freaking out because there's no indication that he feels the same way at all, and I don't want to ruin what we do kind of have. But I also don't want to live a life wondering, what if? So I'm stuck not knowing what I should do. Can you help me, Kelly?
Well, this is where we have to be adults and communicate. Or you could take the other date and see how this six-month fling thing, whatever you want to call him, a friend, reacts.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
And if he reacts with nothing, then he doesn't feel anything. But if he acts a little bit jealous, he'll...
Friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm glad you stopped me for that. That was really
friends
worth it.
Friends with benefits. Sorry.
Thank you.
If he bristles a little bit at the thought, then you know he's got feelings there of jealousy. So you could play that game, or you could have an honest conversation with him as an adult, which is so hard for people to do, apparently, and say, look, I know we've been seeing each other for a few months, but I just got asked out by this other guy. I want to know how you feel about that.
Test the waters.
Or just do it anyway and see how he
reacts.
Those are your two options.
What's the proper answer for a guy? I mean, we don't want you to go, but we don't want to be psycho dude either. Like,
Because he will get jealous even if he doesn't want a relationship.
That's what's weird. Likes it when a guy gets a little bit jealous. I mean, it's not the kind of jealousy where you twist the woman's arm, you're not going out. But to have him be bothered a little bit by it, that little tinge of jealousy, that's a turn on.
But there's still a chance that he's not wanting a relationship because he's just a dude. And he's like, you're my friend with benefits.
But why would he? What I've learned as I've gotten older is like, why would a guy want to be exclusive with you when you're giving him
everything.
What he wants.
Exactly.
When he can still do his own thing and he probably likes you, but why would he commit to more? I mean, sometimes you kind of have to draw that line at some point. You don't need to say anything, but just start going out with other people. Mm-hmm. And if he says he doesn't like it, then say, okay, well, then I want a commitment.
Because if you really want to date a guy and you go on a first date with him, most of the time, if you give him the goodies the first date, that ruins it.
I don't necessarily agree with that either. I don't, personally. But I've
most of the time.
But I've learned as I've gotten older that we as girls, like if you really like a guy, you take what you can get from him sometimes, but then you teach him how to treat you. And it's like,
exactly.
I know, I mean, I'm taking over for Kelly, but I'm like, I've been through this recently. At some point, you just have to say, like, this isn't enough for me. You know what I mean? And you have to take it all away, which is like a lose-lose for you. But in the end, it's a win because...
Here's what happens when you make him wait, right, Kelly? You make him wait, and he wants it more. Mm-hmm. You give it to him right away.
Man, you could attest to that.
Yeah. You give it to him right away, then he goes, oh, A, does she do this with every dude she goes on a first date with? And B, I already got what I wanted.
Yeah. Why? It's just like buying your kid, or 16-year-old kid, a nice car for the 16th birthday. They don't have anything to look forward to.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you get them a little bit of a car. And then next time, okay, maybe I get a little bit better car next time. You know, you give them a little bit of something, then give them a little something else next time. You know, we need something to look forward to. We need a carrot dangling in front of our faces at all times.
And you know what he means by carrot.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This might sound dumb to a lot of people, but to me, it's a big deal. Okay, here we go. My girlfriend and I have the most opposing music taste ever. Mm. We have been together for 8 months, and every time we get in the car, it's a huge dumb argument over music selection. Over the weekend, things came to a boiling point.
Oh, my.
She was pouting in the passenger seat. I was singing along to a song. All of a sudden, she takes my iPod, throws it out the window while we're on the freeway, just like that, it was gone.
No.
Needless to say,
I
was beyond mad.
No.
I immediately took her to her apartment and haven't called her since.
Good.
Honestly.
Good reaction.
I don't know that I will.
Good response.
Is it a big enough thing to dump her over?
Yes!
She disrespected me, ruined my iPod, showed what a brat she is, and hasn't even tried to apologize. Maybe she's embarrassed? What do you think, Kelly?
Cross her off your list. Mm-hmm. That's what dating's all about, is crossing crazy people off your list.
Yeah, that's more than just differing music tastes.
That's crazy.
Destructive. If she's throwing your iPod, next time you break up, she's going to be destroying your flat screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people can't control their anger.
Yeah.
That is
not
ridiculous.
These people, that girl.
I have been so angry, but I still have that little moment. Oh, if I break that, I paid like $100 for that. I have that moment of clarity.
Yeah.
So I don't do it. I'm not a crazy person. I would just cross her off and say, you know what? I got off cheap with this one.
Yeah.
I got off cheap and 8 months of my life, had some fun, most of it aggravating. If you know, you're always fighting over music, and apparently that's very important to you, cross that person off your list.
She's out of there.
And imagine if you get into a real fight. This is just music. You were singing to a song you like, and she got mad and threw it out.
Music's important to me.
I know it's important, but not.
I'll throw somebody's property out of your car.
I take the approach of, like, I make playlists for a person if I, like, hey, expose him to this kind of music to see if he likes it. I don't get rid of his music.
Uh-uh.
That's a control issue. I would have pulled over and put her out.
No.
Yeah,
he was polite enough to take her home.
Yeah, he took her home.
Yeah.
He's too mature.
Wow.
Love letters to Kelly.
Zach's letter makes me laugh. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 28 years old, and my life is pretty awesome.
Good.
I graduated from college. I have a sweet place. I have a sweet car. I have a sweet dog.
Sweet.
I even have an old school golden tee game in my apartment. Life is,
that's a golf thing.
Oh.
Life is awesome except for one thing. My girl. I just realized over the weekend when I was looking through an album of her selfies that I have traded down. My ex was smoking hot. I mean, she was a solid 8. This one is more like a 7.4 on a good day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is ridiculous.
It's hard to find a girl hotter than my ex, so maybe I just need to learn to accept that and settle for the one that's in my bed right now.
7.4.
I know I sound like a jerk, but I'm not. I just want the perfect life. What's the way to begin the process of recovering from almost becoming a jerk? I don't want to throw away a great thing just because of some unrealistic idea of a woman I'll never have. That is from Zach. So if you date a dude named Zach, he thinks you're a 7.4.
Potentially, maybe.
What do I say to that, honestly?
You're the love expert.
Yeah.
What do I say
to
that?
You are the love expert.
How does he fix it?
Stop you from becoming a jerk? I think you're already kind of there.
He at least kind of recognizes his shortcoming.
You're fine with your woman until you look at her selfies, and that's when you determined you traded down.
Well, he compared
maybe
to the
she
ex.
Doesn't photograph well. Some of us look better in person, or some of us look better at the beginning of the night than we do about 4 hours later when mm-hmm. it's 80% humidity and you've had a few vodka treats. You don't want to be photographed then, but some of us can't help it.
Right.
So if you're looking at some of my selfies about 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm less than a 7.4. But it's just, I don't get that. You're comparing selfies? That doesn't make any sense.
And you know what? He not once did he talk about her personality or what a great mm-hmm. person she is? No. Mm-hmm. He's on the looks.
He said he got a great thing.
They got a great thing.
So,
not great enough to be with a 7.4, apparently.
You're striving for perfection. I think you need to do yourself a favor and break up with her. That's what I think.
And what is he? What if he's a 7.4 and this is perfect?
I wonder why did he and the ex break up? The smoking hot 8?
Maybe she was looking for a 9.
Mm. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We have a late entry.
Oh, this one just came in.
Yeah,
I think it's from a friend of the show.
Really?
Her name is
Anna J.
Brenna.
Okay, no, Brenna.
Brenna. Brenna. Oh,
yeah,
great.
Brenna. You remember Brenna?
Oh, Brenna
wrote you once a while back.
Such a nice girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag Brenna got jumped.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh huh.
When my boyfriend and I first started dating, he was so romantic, doing little things to show me how much he cares and really woo me. But after a few months, life got real. We're both very busy with our own jobs, and though things are still really great, he just isn't inclined to be very romantic. I don't expect it to be like The Notebook every single day of my life. But how do I get him to bring back just a little bit of romance without hurting his feelings? Asking for it.
Yeah, see, asking for it's the problem. I think demonstrating acts of romance might inspire him to reciprocate with little acts of romance. Sometimes we might need to realize that, as we said earlier, it's all about the chase for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And once he's won, he's like, I got to chase no more. And this is the way I am.
Didn't Brenna just get back from a nice trip to Posta Sica?
Posta Sica?
Yeah. Maybe this guy feels like he's given his best. His best should be good enough. And that's all he got.
I heard the only thing wrong with Brenna is that she spits in the sink. That's what I heard. I mean, how could you not be romantic?
But I think for someone to complain about, okay, in general speaking, and not just for Brenna's sake.
Yeah,
but,
in general speaking, when you've been dating, and it's not when like the sparks go away, but, you know, I have a lot of girlfriends that kind of bring this up because the guys in the beginning are so like little bitty things
because
here and there.
About the chase.
But, you know, neither person really does that forever. But when things are still good, but they're just not like little thoughtful things, how do you encourage them to show their love language?
It's hard.
Because you do for them and hopefully they reciprocate. And then sometimes you realize, I just got a dud. You know, I talk to women, it's like, my husband never gives me a Valentine.
Aww.
I know he loves me because he shows me love by putting food on the table for our family, by not going out and running around with the guys. That's what the man's saying to her.
Mm-hmm.
Those are his you need to read.
It's language.
No. Brenna needs to read the love languages book.
No,
what's it called? The language for love languages?
Are you saying you? You were talking about Brenna.
Yeah, there's a lot of times, like if my
it's
love
the four
language.
Four agreements, right?
No, it's not the four agreements.
It is. There's something about a love language.
Love
like
languages.
Guys sometimes give gifts or guys.
Right,
will
or
do
time. Or you know, different things. I forget what they are right now. I don't have it in front of me. It just popped in my head. But sometimes my language of love is like, I like being shown when you bring me, you thought of me throughout the day. So you know my favorite candy bar, you bring me that candy bar. It cost you $1.
Right.
It took you, were just at the gas station. Oh, I would be like,
like you're thinking.
Yeah.
Your act of love to me would be cleaning out the dishwasher for me. I would be over the moon. You couldn't love me more. You don't have to say the words. I know it. Somebody else, their language of love might be give it up.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, for give it up. That's how, you know. So if you're not speaking the same language, that's the problem.
Here are the five. I actually just Googled it because I couldn't remember either, because we've all talked about this many times on the show. It's so important. And this can be in a platonic, or this can be in like a girl friendship too.
I hope Brenna's boyfriend's listening.
Everyone has a
different love language. I think
Brenna's boyfriend has discussed love languages with Brenna.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I know a lot about Brenna.
Yeah.
But no, the five love languages are words of affirmation.
Uh-huh.
So that's just actually verbally. Well, not just complimenting, but, you know, telling someone how you feel about them. Acts of service.
Mm-hmm. Cleaning out the dishwasher.
Like Kelly was saying, you know, doing little things.
Taking out the trash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is like anticipating. I mean, I used to love anticipating what you needed before you needed it and having it for you. Mm-hmm. So like, I knew you were about out of this, so I went and got it for you. That's a little.
That's cool.
That's my love language.
That's cool.
Like you've said, you have a friend whose husband takes her car and gets it washed like every Saturday.
Every
or
Saturday
something.
Takes her car to the car wash. It makes me almost want to cry. That's what he does for her to show her he loves her.
Right.
I'm like,
I'm gonna do that.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal that one.
Okay,
that.
So we still have three more. Receiving gifts.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A lot of guys, that's their love language.
Yeah, they just buy a girl a necklace because she acts like she loves it, so that's my language.
Okay.
Quality time. I would say that's one of my love languages that I give. Quality time. And we want, you see this, quality time, not quantity time.
Quality.
There's a difference. And physical touch.
Oh, I love the physical touch.
So affection, yeah.
Because most girls, fellas, I don't care what you just did for your woman. Like, take Brenna, for example. She just got back off of this nice trip to, what is it?
Costa Sica.
As soon as she gets off of that plane, that's in the past.
Yeah.
Now they want something else. They want, I mean,
why
time. And it's not money. I'm not talking about money. I'm just saying, okay, that's good. That was great.
Let's spend some more time together now that we're home.
Yeah. And we're like, we just did that. That should, we put that in the bank. That should last us for a good month.
Exactly, guys.
Or two.
And then they reference it. Like, well, we just went on vacation. And then it's like 3 months ago.
You're speaking two different languages.
Yeah.
That's the way we think. We think that lasts us, you know, forever.
It's a very helpful book to read. So
it
maybe
is.
You're
five,
thinking, so if your language is he needs to spend time with me, you need to recognize what his love language is and see if he's actually demonstrating those things for you, and that's your way of knowing he really loves you.
Hopefully five love languages, Jenna?
Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. Great book. Read it.
Hopefully you're bilingual.
Bilingual?
Y'all speak the same two languages.
Bilingual.
Thank you. I just admit
what if he guesses, like, you know, like the astrological signs, if he says this love language is best with this love language?
Remember, Kelly,
you know?
we were looking at our astrological signs the other day to see who we were compatible with. Maybe we're compatible with each other in the studio. I'll look it up later and let you guys know.
Thanks.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We have a nice love letters tab there for you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, buddy.
Uh-huh.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show, that's us. We want to send you to see Linkin Park and 30 Seconds to Mars.
Linkin Park, 30 Seconds. That's okay.
All right, Jenna.
I was literally like choking, trying to swallow.
I was just trying to bail you out, girl.
No, thank you. Yeah, Linkin Park is on tour with 30 Seconds to Mars, so you get to see Jared Leto and AFI. They're on the Carnivore Tour. West Palm Beach, Florida on Friday, August 8th. We are going to fly you there on Southwest Airlines, give you cash for a sweet hotel room and tickets to the show.
I just have to listen at this time today and tomorrow, and we're going to play Linkin or Park.
Got it.
Now we're going to ask you a trivia question each of those days with either Linkin or Park in the answer.
See, now I didn't know yesterday's answer. I would have had to Google it. But then once I found the answer, or if you already know it, go to KidNation.com by midnight and submit that answer for your chance to win. Each day we've got another entry for you.
While you're at KidNation.com, why don't you check out their new video, something from the new album. The single is called Until It's Gone.
Yeah.
Today's trivia question is, what is the National Historic Landmark that takes up 843 acres of New York City?
See, now this answer I know. Yesterday's I did not.
In New York. All right.
Historic landmark.
Uh-huh.
Very large, 843 acres of New York City.
All right.
Al, do you know?
I do know this one. Not the Sears Tower, which is not in New York.
Mm-hmm. And not
that's also
all
not
that
a,
acreage, yeah.
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 Not that big.
Just give you a hint.
All right.
Go to KidNation.com and enter your answer for your chance to win this trip to West Palm Beach, Florida.
Perfect. Big concert last night. Three people here requested tickets.
And got none.
From an important person. One of those people got the tickets.
That was me.
That was Big Al Mack.
Yep.
Who did not attend the concert.
Didn't go. In bed by 9:15, 9:20. Yeah.
Lucky for us, big-time listener of the show, Kid Nation resident and selfie queen.
Right, queen of all selfies, Elena.
Elena Davies. She talks to us on Twitter quite a bit. She calls in to the show all the time. She actually went out to the concert, Big Al Mack.
Nice. She actually went.
She actually went to it.
She went above and beyond.
Yeah.
She went. Now, people are like, oh, I want to be a part of the show. I want to do things with you guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, do it.
Hey, we're not stopping. If you want to do stuff and send it to us, cool, because that's what Elena did.
Yep.
She stood in front of the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert last night, and she wanted to see how gullible their fans are.
Oh, okay.
So she went to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce went on like a 10, and then got back and sent us the audio.
How about that?
That is dedication right there, Elena
that's
Davies.
Awesome.
So let's hear her bit. Here she is talking about the latest Jay and Bey gossip we just talked about in the Hizzle.
Now that Beyonce and Jay-Z have officially filed for divorce, who do you think is going to get Blue Ivy?
Beyonce, of course.
Oh, my God.
And probably Solange, you know.
Yeah, she probably will.
Can, yeah, yeah, build up the hate towards Jay-Z, you know, like a good stepmom would. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like that.
Beyonce.
You think Beyonce is going to get her? You think that's the right decision?
Yeah.
Beyonce. It always goes to the mom.
Yeah.
It always goes to the mom.
Baby.
Yeah.
What about the money?
What about the money? I'm glad somebody is asking the hard-hitting questions here.
Hard to get split up.
Right.
If I could get 10%, they can have it however they want to split it.
Right. Well, you go in there and you talk to them about that. I bet y'all can work out a deal.
I've been trying to talk to Beyonce for the longest.
I know.
Here's the thing. They have not announced the divorce.
Nobody's questioning this.
I think I heard one person gasp in the background.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the last person to know what's supposedly obvious news.
Exactly. You know? So they fell for that one.
Yeah.
Clearly. She took the lies even further by asking about fake reunion tours.
What do you guys think about the reunion of Destiny's Child coming together next year? Have y'all heard about that?
No.
Yeah, are y'all
excited? I love DC3. Hey.
Well, are y'all excited about Jay-Z reuniting with Boyz II Men next summer for the big tour? Are y'all going to try to get tickets to that?
Yeah, I think so. For sure. Hey, yeah, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z.
What did you think when you first heard that Jay-Z was going to go on tour with One Direction? Are y'all excited? Is that your thing?
I think it's a little bit of a weird combination.
Is it? Yeah. She's probably not going to hit that tour
up?
No.
Probably not.
No. What about you?
Is that the white kid, the short white kid?
Yeah, a little boy band.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it's a little weird.
Hold on 1 second.
Jay-Z together again.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not happening, Al.
Oh.
It's not happening. Remember,
all right.
These things are not happening.
I was going to get tickets.
Yeah. Then Elena Davies, who happens to be the queen of selfies, she asked about Beyonce's sister, Solange.
What was your first reaction when you found out that Solange was pregnant with Jay-Z's baby?
I thought she was a Yeah, she's a
Yeah. Oh, I mean, what do you think about the whole elevator situation?
Oh, that was really awkward, for real.
Yeah.
And
well, now you know why the fight all started, because...
Yes. That's why. Because he was cheating on her. That's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant with Jay-Z, so that's really bad.
That's bad, right?
Makes so much more sense now that, you know, Solange was pregnant with Jay's baby. That's why they got in a fight in the elevator.
Right.
Again, not true. But these super fans at the concert had no idea. And finally, more Beyonce baby news.
All right, what was your first reaction when you found out that Beyonce was pregnant with twins?
I was like, oh, Lord, Blue's not even walking yet.
Is it by Jay-Z?
Yeah.
And she has twins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't think she could have twins. I thought she would have one.
I thought it was a publicity stunt.
Yeah?
At first, I did. Until, you know, they showed her getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, so she really is pregnant.
Yeah.
And then when she had the baby, it was like, oh, my God.
She's pregnant with twins. And you're like, oh, my gosh, not again.
We were surprised. Very surprised.
Okay, what was your first reaction when you found out that Beyonce was performing pregnant tonight?
I was pretty shocked. You know, it's very loud here, and you know the baby can hear. So yeah,
it's kind of crazy, right?
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Now, how do you recall a reaction to something that did not happen?
I'm wondering. Because it just shows how much people don't want to not know things.
And they
exactly. want to agree. Yeah, it's people like to agree.
And didn't I hear a day or so ago that one of the former Destiny's Child members was Farrah Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Was arrested up in South Carolina.
Yeah, for in O'Rean County. Yes, she was.
For being drunk.
And
or disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was out with these two football players at a club and got drunk. And they took her back to the house, right? So who knows what was
crazy?
Who knows what was going to happen? She started going crazy, started slamming doors and throwing stuff in the house. Where two football players, their only recourse was to call the cops. I mean, they couldn't restrain her. I mean, of course, I guess they didn't want to hit her or whatever. They couldn't hold her.
Sometimes girls get so wild, you can't hold them or contain them.
Call the police, and the police came, and Farrah was. I think they found her
in the ground,
like laid out in somebody's front yard, like a door or two down. Like, I mean, just...
Did someone get a selfie with her?
Can you imagine?
Still upset that she got the boot.
Well,
from...
she was the last of the four before they decided. You know, they kept, you know, replacing. It was like musical chairs.
Right.
And finally, they just said, let's just keep it with three.
Uh-huh.
With Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. And she was the last of the four.
Mm-hmm. The last one to get cut.
A hard thing to wake up to every day.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who she was.
That's her.
You wouldn't have told me.
Yep.
Elena, for doing that. That was fun.
Elena, well done.
Awesome, Elena.
Way to go, Elena. Picked up the ball and you ran with it.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have to face it. Selfies are here to stay, everybody. There's nothing we can do about it. It's in the dictionary. We're going to have to accept it. Now, we're going to have to put some guidelines with the selfies. But we have to accept it, you know?
I'm fine accepting
Embrace
it.
Embrace the selfie.
I think people overdo it in girls, and it's like when your whole profile is just selfies. But sometimes, like, you see something funny, and you want to be in the photo, or something funny is happening. Or
we've all done it.
And there's no one there to take your photo,
exactly.
So you do it. Who cares?
Did we ever do selfies with the little disposable cameras?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yes, because
some people
I need to show you guys. I'm going to do this as a throwback photo. I want to say, like, I might have created the selfie. I have a photo of me at one.
At one?
Close up. I have stuff all over my face. I took a baby selfie.
Jenna, inventor of the selfie.
I'll bring it in.
If you're wondering why we do selfies, here's a psychologist explaining why adults do selfies.
We have now seen the rise of the selfie. And it's not just teenagers that are getting out of control. Adults do it too. We may not have the sexual overtones that the teenagers sometimes have when they post pictures, but let's face it, teenagers are walking hormones. But I think adults do it for the same basic underlying reasons, to show people that we look good and to kind of harvest validation from our online friends.
Let me take a selfie.
Now, have you noticed? I've noticed this, and I'm willing to admit it. My selfie face, if I happen to take a selfie, which I maybe here and there I'll take one, it's completely different than a regular picture face that I make.
Right.
My selfie pictures, my face is different. I don't know what it is. I don't try to make it different.
Do you do
but
like fish mouth or something? Fish lips?
It's not fish.
Like that duck thing just takes over. You can't really.
It's just like I don't smile as much as I do in regular pictures. I just do more of a
You're
serious.
To be sexy. You try to be sexy, serious.
And I'm not trying to be sexy. It just automatically happens.
I'm not trying to be sexy.
I'm not saying I am. I'm not saying I am sexy.
I'm not saying I am.
I'm not trying to be sexy.
I'm just
it just happens.
It just says the face just Poor automatically
JC.
Takes over. I don't know if it's just because your
sexy
arms out
takes
there.
Over.
Maybe it's a constant. It's a concentration face. It's not a sexy face.
Oh, man.
But we want to give you some guidelines to when to selfie and when not to selfie because.
I want to go to JC Land.
I did. I explained it wrong.
And
I'm never going to hear the end of that.
A lot of people use the term selfie incorrectly.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Right.
Yes.
A selfie
Define
is when
it,
you
Kelly.
Are holding the camera and taking a picture of yourself.
Right. You are holding the camera.
It's not like when I go, you know, on Facebook and post the outfit I'm wearing that
right.
day, someone
no.
takes that of me. That is not a selfie.
That is
so
called
when someone
a
says,
photograph.
Kelly, you're too old for selfies, I'm like, but this isn't a selfie.
Right.
It's a picture of me.
It is.
But not a selfie.
It's a single picture of you. Now, I found an article on Jezebel.com that has some very valid points on when to take a selfie, when not to take a selfie. Like, if you're hanging out with your friends, having a good old time, yeah, take a selfie. You know,
okay.
out at night with the guys or whatever, with the girls, take a selfie. Making funny faces, take a selfie. But if you're at a site of a terrible historical tragedy, don't you know? Don't take a selfie. If you're visiting concentration camp or Anne Frank Museum, don't take a selfie. That's dumb.
We'll believe
Did you not see the fault
there.
In their stars?
Yeah.
They were making out in the Anne Frank Museum, which I had a little problem with, but that's part of the story.
That's just showing love, Kelly. That's showing love.
Show love where the girl was hauled up from the Nazis.
Did you survive a disaster, you know, like a car crash or something, right after it happened? Yeah, take a selfie if you're okay. Why not, you know?
No.
Show it off. I think that's fine. But if people are hurt, do not take a selfie.
Well,
this is from the article. We'll get to our personal ones here soon. If you're consuming alcohol or weed... Now, if you're a rapper, sure. Maybe because you always sing about it, fine. But if you're a regular person, don't do it. Don't.
Snapchat it.
People, if you're trying to get a job, they will find your pictures, and you will not get jobs. Don't take a picture if you're holding weed or alcohol.
Or cyberdust it.
If you met a celebrity, like if you met Kelly Raspberry, absolutely take a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't annoy her.
Don't annoy me.
Some celebrities get annoyed by the selfie request. From what I've read.
What I see on the red carpet is pretty cool because now the celebrity just will take the camera.
Yeah.
And will do, because they know that that's what everyone wants is a photo with them.
You
so
gotta,
just hold the camera and take a selfie.
It.
Yeah.
We've seen these before. The funeral safety. Selfie. The funeral selfie.
Never. No, not next to the casket. No.
This article says maybe you can take it. No. Don't take it.
No.
Why do you need a picture of your grandma passed away in a coffin? You don't need that. Or in the bathroom when you're crying.
Okay.
If you just achieved something major, absolutely take a selfie. Now, we've all known these, but here's some that I thought about that they didn't put in this article.
Okay.
I've seen, these are the ones that I saw just yesterday on Instagram.
And you think should not be
that you
allowed.
Should, yeah.
Okay.
If you're driving.
Can't take a selfie.
Well, why do people take selfies when they're driving?
Some people do when they're parked at the stopped at a red light.
But what's
the point?
There's
just something about being in a car and the lighting is so good. You just think you're looking exceptionally cute.
I've taken some with my dog because he does the funniest things in the car. Like he's smiling and we're cruising. But I never do it when I'm driving. And people write such horrible things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like by my place at a stop sign and there's no cars around.
I'm in a parking lot. I haven't started moving. You know, come on.
Now, if what? Trey just came in here. Oh,
if you're doing a radio show.
You gotta
take a selfie. Oh, but see, JC, did you see the sexy takeover? He couldn't help it.
I didn't do the sexy takeover that time. Al didn't do it. Now, if you're naked,
don't take a
selfie, because if you lose your phone, you're going to end up on the internet naked. Do not send it to anybody, because you will end up on the internet naked.
Kelly!
What?
You said come on this side.
I have a better side.
Kelly made sexy face.
I made duck face.
You told Trey to come to your right side to take the selfie. But you turned your head where you couldn't
because
see your right
side. Because my left side is my better side. I said
come
on this side so I can show my better side. That's why I had him on my right so I could show my left.
Both your sides look the same.
What? No, they do not.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They do.
No.
What?
No, they absolutely don't. And Kelly and I, our best sides are the same side. But I know, and now she's permanently angry at me because we have switched seating positions.
What Trey needs to know is if you're going to take a picture with a girl, go
Hold
up
it
high.
Up.
Yeah.
Shannon,
go up high.
Great point.
Yeah.
Hold
go
the phone up if you're selfie.
Now, we're talking about selfies, but the whole point of this is, what's too old to take a selfie,
Well, let me
right?
finish the last few that I have. Now, making out, these are the ones I saw on Instagram yesterday that should not happen. Making out with your boyfriend or girlfriend, that's gross. This one, in particular, I saw spit on the lip.
Ew.
That's gross. If you're a restroom, it's okay. At home, you can do it. Just make sure the toilet's flush, because again, a lot of the times you hold it up and you can see down in the toilet. In a public restroom, never do it, just tacky. Now, you want a sleeping selfie, make sure there's not a mirror behind you. You know, people take pictures pretending like they're sleeping. They take it of themselves. Make sure there's not a mirror behind you. You'll get caught.
This is too many selfie rules.
And if you're on the toilet, just don't do it because somebody knows your bathroom well enough. They'll call you out. I know my friend's bathrooms well enough to say, hey, you were on the toilet when you took that selfie. So don't do it.
Why would you think you look your best while you're doing that?
I guess you're bored and you sit there with your phone.
JC did it the other day when he was peeing.
That was a video.
No, that was a video. That was a slow-mo video.
A video
I'm fine with selfies. I don't think you're too old to take one. Again, it just depends on the situation.
Well, apparently there is a poll.
Yeah, there was there's a poll by Daily News. They polled 1,000 people. We just found this.
That's Mike, by the way.
Hey, Mikey!
You're wrong. According to 1,000 people, age 45 is the age at which you should never take a selfie
After age of 50.
People tell me I shouldn't wear jorts, and I don't care.
And there's also people that say women should cut their hair.
Yeah.
You know, at age 40, they can't have long hair anymore. It's all, it depends on the amount of selfies.
I'm sorry, but I think grandparents that take selfies are the cutest
people. Cute, right?
That is the cutest thing a grandparent can do.
But they're not also their Facebook page.
Grandparent can't operate a camera.
They get half their face in it, but it's still cute.
If you go to someone's Facebook page and they have 200 photos and 200 of them are selfies, there's a problem.
There's a problem.
That's a problem.
I think one simple rule in terms of photos on social network, it should be quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's a selfie. I don't care if it's, you know, whatever it is. You look awesome. It's just quality photos. If you have, so I have some selfies, some, and I'm like so hesitant to take them because I feel like people are going to, you guys are going to give me a hard time.
What if you got CeeLo arms? You can't even take a selfie.
That's an up close selfie.
Yeah, but you just balance it out with funny things, you know? Balance it.
Want to know if you're undateable? Because a lot of people say, I can't find somebody. Look at your profile pictures. If all your profile pics are selfies, you're undateable. There you go.
That's a problem. So this list also has a bunch of other stuff that it's like, how old is too old too?
Okay.
So how old do you think it is? How old is too old to have roommates?
That's a good one.
20.
I think after your 20s.
Yeah.
23-ish.
You're okay. No, you're all the way all the way up to your late 20s. Times are different.
Yeah, 25.
Times are different because look at me. I lived alone all through my 20s, and now I live with a best girlfriend, and we never see each other, but it financially makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think
once you start getting your early 30s, you need to start looking at being on your own.
Right. According
early 30s.
According to a poll of 1,000 people.
38.
38?
Yeah, what about begging your friends to help you move instead of hiring professionals?
Never.
How old is too old to do that?
Never.
Again, that's something you do in your 20s.
I think after college.
Yeah,
I think college, when you're in college and you have help.
25, 26.
Yeah, the days of like, hey man, I'll provide beer and pizza.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's cool still.
After college, it's too old.
What about wearing?
Let's have a paint party.
Yeah.
Woo! What two words don't go together? Paint and party.
I hate that.
What about wearing a sexy Halloween costume?
I wanted to ask about that. Yeah.
The poll says 34.
34?
Oh, good. Okay.
Pretty. I think that's pretty on target.
Good.
I don't know.
More years then.
I've seen some sexy cougars on Halloween that pull it off.
No, but then it's just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. I would think maybe even kids is kind of. Like if you're
after
out with
kids?
Because Kenzie will wear sexy costumes, but I'm saying if you're out with your kids.
Right. No, don't do it.
What does the poll say on that one?
It says 34.
34. Okay.
Yeah. How old is too old to go clubbing? Or to even say go clubbing.
I feel like
do people make you?
I say 30.
I see more 50-year-olds than 30-year-olds sometimes.
Yeah, there's a window. Like I think 32, 33, then you stop clubbing, then you start clubbing again after the divorce, around 44.
There's also clubbing. There's clubbing and there's going to a bar.
Yeah, going to bar.
That's not clubbing.
Yeah, we're talking like club, bottle service club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you right now, I don't care what your list says, I am too old for that.
I feel too old.
What is it?
It says 37.
37?
Now, this one's for the ladies. How old is too old for a man to wear a baseball cap backwards and ever say the word dude?
Dude.
See, I like a guy in a baseball cap.
Okay, I like
the backwards thing.
I like a guy in a baseball hat too.
The backwards thing maybe should.
Have a personality.
I don't think a guy's ever too old to wear a baseball hat forwards.
Right.
I'd say 55
for sake of the bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wear it backwards up to 55.
50. Yeah. I'd say 50.
I would say if you're a grandpa.
Okay.
So you could be 45, you could be 55, but if you're a grandpa wearing a backwards hat and saying dude.
What is it?
Dude!
It's 39. They're basically saying you shouldn't do it in your 40s.
39?
Okay. Yeah, a couple more really quickly. Okay. Fly a connecting flight instead of flying direct. 55.
Birth.
I hate
layovers.
One more.
What about going to a Miley Cyrus concert?
Hello.
17.
33 years old.
33?
No. Survey pretty much got that right.
No. 17.
Or if you're out.
Or 18.
Dude, I went, 2 months ago? Had a great time.
Yeah, I bet you did.
With my baseball cap on backwards.
Dude.
Dude.
Showbiz Top 5 coming up next. Kelly Raspberry.
And I was wearing a sexy Halloween costume.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now I know we have long days. And if you have a significant other, sometimes you're just not in the mood for the laundry. You know?
Laundry is our code word if you're a new listener.
I was going to say, I'm never in the mood to do laundry.
I hate doing laundry.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
High five.
Very nice.
That kind of laundry.
That kind of laundry.
Yeah.
Before we get into the worst excuses you've given or have received, we found a survey with the top 10 excuses men used to get out of it. Men.
I'm surprised there are 10.
Why? As we're the ones that beg.
Yeah.
Here's one of them. This is the only one I believe. I want to watch sports. That's fine, yeah, because we're watching the football game. Sometimes we don't want
to. But we can do it during a commercial.
Maybe we can.
Yeah.
These next ones, you got to add something to it. Like, I've got a bad back because I threw it out with my mistress. Number three, I'm too tired because I was with my mistress. Number four, I've got a headache because my mistress talked to me too much afterwards. Five, I've been working late, a.k.a. hooking up with a mistress. Six, I have too much work to do because I was hooking up with my mistress and didn't work yesterday. Seven, I'm too drunk. That one does happen.
Yeah.
Eight, can we do it later?
Because I went drinking with your mistress.
Yeah, because I went drinking with the mistress.
Yeah.
Nine, I don't feel well. Okay. I understand that one. And 10, I have an early morning because I'm going to go in early and hook up with the mistress. If guys make excuses, come on. Come on, guys.
Yeah, sometimes, JC, you know.
Isn't that what the girl automatically goes to?
I love my youth. I love you, JC. But sometimes, you know.
Sometimes he really is just tired.
You're just tired.
Sometimes. It can happen. Oh, I agree with you.
You're too tired.
Usually it means there's something else going on.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that the first, like, where your mind goes if you're a girl and a guy turns you down?
It's no, like, oh, that's not the first place your mind goes. The first place your mind goes is he's not attracted to me. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You take it more personally. Mm-hmm.
You never think it's another woman. And then when you find out, it's too late.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say it was about me.
I do get the tired excuse sometimes. I mean, I understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's the time that I would give an excuse.
We live tired.
We understand.
People.
We're chronically tired.
Yeah, we are.
You might not be too tired to actually do it at the time, but you know what it entails and that you're not going to go to sleep for a while for a girl. And, you know, if I have to get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and it's 10 or 11 at night, I'm like, no.
Because I've used the tired excuse. And my girl might ask me, she will go, well, when are you not tired? I'm like, never.
Exactly.
Never. I'm always tired. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm more tired than others, but I'm always tired.
Now, one guy went as far as making a spreadsheet about the times he got rejected. And wasn't it, I think, over a 7-week period?
Yeah. His wife was getting ready to, she was heading to the airport.
This has gone viral,
by the way.
She's
going to be gone for 10 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically, he's letting her know, I think, why I'm not going to miss you, because what's there to miss? And for 7 weeks, he'd been keeping a spreadsheet of every time he approached her for
He tried to initiate.
Initiated. Mm-hmm. Out of those 27 times over a 7-week period, she said yes 3 times. But not only did he document the 3 times she said yes, he also documented every time she said no and the excuse she used.
This was an Excel sheet. I mean, 3 columns. Like, the first column had the date. Uh-huh. The second column had a check over, you know, whether or not did or did not. And the third column included her excuse.
It beat you down.
And here's the thing that got me is she posted it. She was so furious, I guess thinking that women would have her back,
and
how horrible her husband is to dare keep a spreadsheet that she posted it on Reddit, but it's actually kind of flipped on her.
Right.
I think some people do have her back, but this is a man, and I don't think this just went on for 7 weeks.
Well, thing.
I think it's what happened
going
was
on.
This has been going on for so long that he finally decided, I'm going to have to prove my point.
I'm going
to
document this.
So I'm going to start documenting it. Mm-hmm.
So it could have been 7 weeks prior to that.
And it's sad. It's heartbreaking when you really look at it.
I felt bad for the guy when I saw the excuse. I'm watching this TV show, and it was a rerun of Friends.
Yeah.
A rerun of a TV show. You're too busy.
Or, I'm trying to watch this movie. She fell asleep 15 minutes later.
Yeah. Or she uses the excuse about feeling sweaty and gross and needing a shower quite a bit. She uses that excuse a few times. But then he says, each time she waited and showered the next morning.
So she wasn't feeling that.
So it wasn't even that. You're willing to sleep and get nasty in the sheets, but not get nasty with me, you know.
But there are funny excuses that we've been given in the past. And we asked you to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, here is our first call from Lindsay.
Beth,
go ahead. Go ahead with your excuse.
Lindsay, let's hook up tonight.
No.
My ex-husband decided to tell me he had forgotten how.
What? Was he involved in
a
horrible car accident?
For a year and a half, and then he forgot how.
I was thinking maybe he had an accident and got amnesia?
Was he punishing you? Had it been a while or something?
I don't know. We separated pretty quickly and got divorced 6 months later after that.
You didn't tell him it's just like riding a bike?
I forgot how.
I don't know how you forget how. It's not something you're usually taught, so I don't know how you forget it. But, yeah, that's what he told me.
Oh, Lindsay.
Sorry about that, babe.
Sorry, baby. I forgot how. How do you come back with that?
But you can teach me. That's the next sentence after that if you're a guy.
Yes. Now, this one's weird. Kayla, weirdest excuse ever.
Yeah, so one day we were sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And I was watching my TV show. It wasn't a rerun of Friends. It was a new episode of my TV show. And he asked, and I said, my feet hurt right now. I don't want to walk to the bedroom.
his feet hurt.
He didn't want to walk to the bedroom.
Feet
no, you told him your feet hurt.
Yeah, I told him my feet hurt. So he was like, well, I'll carry you. I said, no, I'm in the middle of a TV show. We'll do it after.
He just didn't want to do it.
We didn't do it after because he left because he got mad at me.
Yeah. Well deserved. Oh, Kayla, my feet are too sore.
Oh, I want to hear Joey, JC.
We will get to Joey next, but first let's get Chantel. Okay. Chantel, this is definitely how you get your husband to not want anything.
Oh, no.
What'd you tell your husband?
Okay. So we had some friends over, and we had all been drinking, and they left. Well, my husband had drank a little bit too much, and when he does, he gets really sloppy.
Yeah.
And he gets kind of wild and
annoying.
So I get into I get into the bed, and he's like all just trying to tongue my face and like all over me. And so I told him I had to go take a poop. And
oh, Chantel!
Oh, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming.
I waited for him just to pass back out.
I didn't see that coming.
That is
all.
Genius.
Man, you really don't want to when you're willing
to right.
embarrass yourself, shame yourself.
Right?
Well done.
That's.
And it worked.
Yeah, that would kill the vibe.
Oh, yes, it does.
Ain't
nobody
trying
nothing after that.
Can't you hold it, baby?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Joey, worst excuse ever?
Hello. I have an English bulldog that sleeps in bed with us, and my husband has to help her get in the bed. And after she goes to sleep, I'll tell him, no, we can't do it because it'll shake the bed and wake Chloe up.
There you go.
You don't want to wake up the dog.
The dog?
No. She's been so sound and snoring, I don't want to wake her up. So he doesn't put her on the bed anymore.
There you go.
Yeah.
The dog sleep on the floor for a minute or two. Wow.
It's like waking a sleeping baby. You don't do that.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah, dogs have such a hard time going back to sleep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Man, these excuses are the best. Wes? What's the worst excuse you got from your lady?
All right, the lamest excuse I've ever got from my lady for shutting down the whole laundry situation is my ADD.
She has ADD?
I have ADD. She said that it was, I asked to do laundry, and she shut me down and said, no, I'm never there for her, and I don't listen.
At that point,
I don't really know what else was going on because I wasn't paying attention.
There you go. Bro.
Are you guys still together?
Oh yeah, we're married.
Oh good. Do you still ignore her all the time?
Yeah, no. My priorities, I guess, were just out of line, and priority number one was laundry, and number two was the grilled cheese sandwich. When I got shut down for number one, I just automatically went to number two.
There you go. Well, that was last caller, also.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well done, sir.
Oh boy.
Now a lot of ladies can identify with this one. Abby, which excuse did your boyfriend give you?
Well, I was dating a guy who was a little bit of a gamer and, needless to say, kind of nerdy. One night I called him to come over, 10:30 at night, and I'm like, hey, come over for just a little bit of time. He said, I can't. I'm too busy. I've just found somebody to go through the tunnel with on World of Warcraft. I'm like, okay, so some real live action is not as good.
No, he found someone to go through the tunnel with.
Yeah.
Virtually.
Yeah, different.
Should have used that line on him.
Yeah, tunnel priorities there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not much longer.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, boy.
World of Warcraft once again strikes. Lori?
Yes?
Worst excuse for getting out of laundry?
My husband and I have not done laundry since our child was born because he is too afraid to get pregnant again.
How long has it been?
And my child is now 3.
Oh.
3 years?
3 years?
Yes. And he is still too afraid to do laundry, so.
Wait. Oh.
You have no, turn the music off, JC.
What?
Three years.
3 years. It's been great.
It's been great.
Wait, you haven't done laundry in 3 years and you're still married?
It's kind of in between right now.
Yeah.
How does she feel about Broadway plays and all that?
Oh, that doesn't mean that.
About what?
Nothing.
No, I'm sorry. Is he, do you guys get traumatized? Like, was he there to watch the birth?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, he watched it, but he was fine. And we'd have like ones after, and then he was like, no, I'm too scared. I can't do this. And then literally 3 years, and we still haven't done it. He's just like, I don't want to risk that again. I'm like, you're not going to go your whole life and do that? Like, okay.
There's ways to not get pregnant. Yeah. He knows that, right? There's ways, like, his whole life before you had a child, he probably didn't get you or someone pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He knows, but I think it's their issues, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's sad.
This took a very sad turn.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You want a plain white T-shirt or something? Maybe I'll make you feel better.
Al, okay. Will you hook up with Lori, please?
Well, I mean, I probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah, take one for the team.
She's 3 years and she still doesn't want out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.